This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, once again, here we are pre NRA meetup, and once again we are hanging out with my man Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. He is the editor in chief at The Truth About Guns. So, what's going on?
Good afternoon, sir. Good to be with you again, as always.
Likewise, yes, sir.
I guess the biggest news today was the fact that the NRA is suing its longtime advertising firm, Ackerman McQueen.
Really?
Ackerman McQueen has been their advertising firm for over 30 years. It's been a very close relationship, as many would say. But on Friday, they sued the company for failing to be transparent enough in their billings and in their records. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal. It wasn't 100% clear as to whether this was all hourly billing rate type things. Certainly some of it had to do with the clicks and traffic that NRA TV generated, because as a lot of people probably don't realize, NRA TV is not an operation of the NRA. It is run for the NRA by Ackerman McQueen. So the personalities like Dana Lash and Colleen Noir and people like that, they all work for Ackerman. That has all been passed through in billings to the NRA to the tune of over $40 million a year. And with the fairly well-documented financial squeeze that's been put on the NRA in recent years, the NRA is having to justify a lot of its costs. They have reduced internal costs, they have laid some people off, and apparently the Ackerman McQueen relationship has always been a somewhat controversial one. There's been division within the NRA as to whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And the NRA Ackerman had some very powerful protectors within the NRA. But as the NRA's financial position became tighter, with the size of the billing, annual billings, and the size of the checks that the NRA was writing to Ackerman every year, pressure became so great to justify those costs and make sure that they weren't paying for things that weren't, that basically they were getting the bang for their buck that they needed. That forced the hand of people within the NRA who are close to Ackerman and wanted to continue that relationship. Well, apparently, if you believe the NRA side of the lawsuit, Ackerman couldn't or wouldn't provide all the information that they were contractually obligated to provide. And Ackerman claims that they were completely transparent and gave NRA everything. As, you know, there's always two sides to everything. But the very fact that this got to the point where a lawsuit was filed and that the people, that NRA's backers in the NRA, within the NRA and the, on the NRA board couldn't any longer hold off pressure to maintain that relationship, and they were able to get a sign off in order to file suit against such a close partner is news in and of itself.
Yes, it is. I spoke with an NRA board member earlier today, and when did this happen? I mean,
apparently happened Friday, and it was completely under the radar because no news outlet reported it until this morning when the Wall Street Journal got a hold of it and wrote this up. Yeah, you hadn't heard till I mentioned it?
No, I had not. I had not heard that. I have said that they need to get out there and get out front and say, listen, we got to do away with a few things that aren't working for us. And I noticed that Ackerman McQueen was not working for them years ago.
Well, yeah, as a publication, we have had our run-ins with Ackerman as well in the past. We're supporters of the NRA and what they do. They have internal problems like any organization. There are things they do well. There are things we'd like to see them do differently. But we have not always been fans of Ackerman. And there's always been a substantial contingent on the board who agreed with that. But Ackerman always had the ear and the protection of very high-level people at the NRA.
Right.
Well, when your pocketbook is getting squeezed enough, and that this is happening for a number of reasons, significantly, you know, the pressure that somebody like Governor Cuomo has been putting on the NRA, pressuring financial institutions to stop doing business with the NRA. The NRA has filed suit against them. You know, that's a very expensive process. When you have enough financial pressure, you have to justify all your costs. And they laid people off and they cut internal costs, and it got down to apparently Ackerman is their single largest vendor. Again, so we're in 2017, I think, Wall Street Journal article said, NRA paid them $42 million. And they specifically talked about NRA TV and what kind of traffic that was generating and what was, you know, whether they were getting bang for the buck for that. And the NRA lawsuit claimed that they couldn't or wouldn't provide that information.
Well, this is the thing about internet entities, and like I know a little bit more about, say, the Cam and Company show than I would any of their other stuff. Cam and Company at one point was carried by Sirius XM Radio and by the Outdoor Channel, I believe it was. They were kicked off of the Outdoor Channel. I don't know why. And then they were not carried by the Sirius XM Channel anymore. And when they were airing live, they were airing at midnight.
Really?
Yeah. And then now the Cam and Company show, which Cam Edwards, you know, he's a radio broadcaster. I've had him on this show before a couple of times. His show has gone from a 3-hour show to a 1-hour show, and he was gone for a month. So, that's, you know, I sit back every day being a radio guy and saying, I sure am glad I'm at Genesis Communications Network, because when you're a radio guy and you don't have a radio outlet to throw your radio show out there, it's sort of like being a writer without a computer or a pencil or a pad of paper.
Yeah, I don't know how they're
we're coming up on the break. I'll tell you how they're distributed when we get back. But that's some interesting news. Truthaboutguns.com, that's where Dan's stuff is. That's where all of Dan's band of writers hang out. Check them out at truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, talking to Dan Zimmerman for The Truth About Guns. Now, I love it when I have a guest on that brings something to the board that I did not, or bring something to the table that I had no idea had happened. And Dan has flat blown me clean out of off my saddle, out of my socks with that one. So what does this mean, like, with Ackerman McQueen? Ackerman McQueen, weren't they sort of the administrators of CarryGuard?
I don't know that. I don't know what involvement they had or didn't have with CarryGuard. I can't speak to that. I don't know how involved they were in the decision to go into the CarryGuard business, how involved they were in the decisions and how to structure it. Because I know very little about the insurance business, but my understanding is however they decided to structure it left openings for New York State, Washington State, and people like that to regulate them and to shut them down and claim that they were breaking insurance laws. I'm not an attorney. I'm not an insurance expert, but that's right. That's what I have been told by people who know about these things.
So,
and I don't know how involved or not Ackerman was in any of that.
Well,
I'm sure Ackerman did all the marketing.
What was it? The 2017 NRA annual meeting. Where was that at? That was in, Atlanta.
That's right.
And that was how they rolled out CarryGuard. And that's where we couldn't go into the men's room without looking at Dana Lash looking down at us saying, we want you here at CarryGuard. I mean, it was literally everywhere. And I know they borrowed, that was Ackerman McQueen. Their campaign, their setup. So,
yeah, I don't doubt at all that they did all the marketing, which was extensive for that. And goodness knows that they marketed the heck out of that product. And I'm sure it did well. You know, they set up those annual meetings that CarryGuard had, and they still had it. One of them was canceled at the last minute due to weather issues not too long ago. I can't remember where they had it, but there was going to be a tornado or a hurricane or something that had canceled it. Certainly not their fault. They did a heck of a marketing job on that whole thing. So again, that's the marketing side. I assume they're getting value for dollars on that. I don't know. I thought what was interesting is one of the quotes in the Wall Street Journal article today. It says, well, this lawsuit is, quote, frivolous, inaccurate, and intended to cause harm to the reputation of our company, Ackerman McQueen said in a statement. We defend our position and performance aggressively and look forward to continuing to serve the NRA's membership. That seems questionable at best. If you're writing annual checks to a company for $40 million and then you ask them to reconcile, prove out, justify those expenses, and they can't or won't do that to the extent that you have to file a lawsuit against them, are you going to continue to use them for future services?
Well, that would be my question. Is NRA TV, as we know it, is it still up? Is it still running?
I don't know. I'm not a consumer of that. I don't watch those shows. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, I don't know where those things are distributed. I believe NRA TV is on Apple TV. I know some carriers dropped them after Parkland, I believe. But I remember Apple made a big thing of not dropping them, which is a good thing. Obviously, I assume it's all available on the Internet streaming on the NRA site, I suppose. I don't consume those products and don't know where they're available.
I'm going to look that up while we're talking, but
and I've been on Cam's show. I've listened to it a few times. I'm a fan of Cam. I think he does a really good job. I don't watch Dana's show. I'm a fan of her Twitter presence. That kind of stuff just does not.
Well, I think that's part of the problem. I don't think anybody watches their stuff.
Well, and that's apparently the issue here. It sounds to me like somebody at NRA suspected the same thing and finally had enough leverage to ask Ackerman to prove out what sort of eyeballs, how many eyeballs are we getting through this? What's the value of this? You know, how much are we spending on NRA TV and what's it getting us? And they, again, according to the complaint that as quoted in the story today, they couldn't or wouldn't give them that information. I can't believe they couldn't. All these metrics are widely available in terms of ratings, eyeballs, clicks, unique readers, that kind of thing. So I'm sure it's out there. But apparently they wouldn't give the NRA the statistics they were asking for, and that lack of responsiveness elevated to the point, and this is what's really mind-boggling, that it elevated the point where I assume the NRA made a final demand and then finally filed a lawsuit to get that information out of them. That's a jaw dropper.
Well, I mean, you with Truth About Guns, you have metrics and everything that you can subscribe to and get numbers as to how many people come to your website and how many people click through this, and you have advertising based upon click throughs and everything else. And
absolutely. I mean, there are measurements with Google Analytics. It's available to everybody for every website that give you all that information. It's a neutral measurement device that every website uses. Show to any potential advertiser.
I've talked about just your analytics with many people there, and I mean I know that you guys have a very firm grasp of what's happening and who's looking and where they're looking and everything else. So that's not like that's
daily.
Yeah, that's not like it's hard to get, but anyway, we'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Friday says it was good news that President Trump could not be charged with conspiring with Russia. But Romney, who has had a contentious relationship with the president in recent years, said he was sickened at the extent and pervasiveness of dishonesty and misdirection by individuals in the highest office of the land, including the president. Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland says the Mueller report leaves open the idea that Congress can investigate many of the allegations against the president.
Once we find out about all the things, these 10 items, under the obstruction that was laid out by Mueller, now that we know about them, we have no choice but to look into them.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo promised there will be repercussions for Russia's meddling in the 2016 election.
We will make very clear to them this is unacceptable behavior, and as you've seen from this administration, we will take tough actions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. They are the home of the At-One Thumbhole Stock, the latest thing they just came out with. And that's the answer to everything. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, talking to Dan Zimmerman while I've been in the breaks, while we were in the breaks, I've been texting like a madman to various people because I didn't know none of this. I hate being scooped like this, Dan. I hate that. But I am assimilating as fast as I can. So,
were your back channels productive?
Somewhat. I mean, see, this is the thing. This is the thing about media. And you know this. You know this about media. Media today, where if you're going to have media, it's better to own the platform than it is to rent the platform, buy the platform, just use the platform. What happens to Hickok 35 if YouTube goes away tomorrow?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, he's got stuff on Full 30, but
Full 30. Well, it's a very small. Man, the reason it's such a small percentage, and I mean, there's Gunstreamer, there's Full 30, and everything else, but everybody's still putting everything on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, all the people that complain about YouTube are. Yeah. With that, that puts you in jeopardy. Now, like with Shopify. Right, all these gun companies that use Shopify to do their stuff and everything, sign contracts and everything else, and then they basically, like Spikes Tactical, paid them like six figures to develop their website.
Mm-hmm.
in addition to them handling their shopping cart and everything else. And then just like that, they're out that money.
Look at our friendly competitors at the firearms blog over the weekend. Or late last week, they woke up and found that their Instagram presence had been shut down. Just no explanation, no nothing. They couldn't appeal it. They had, I think they said, around 40,000 followers or something like that.
Right.
And it's all gone. So they had to start all over again and trying to rebuild that. The question is that going to happen to us tomorrow? Could very well.
But how much would Instagram affect you guys?
Not very much. I mean, Instagram is nice, but it doesn't get you much if any traffic.
No, I mean, people. Well, Facebook is Facebook. One day we're going to wake up and there's not going to be a Facebook. I'm not worried about Facebook kicking off pro-gun people. They've got so many issues going on with privacy and security that I'm not concerned with them just focusing on us. They want to focus on all things conservative, and that will cost them a pretty penny later on down the road if they manage to stay in business.
Yeah, we shall see. Yeah.
We shall see on that one. But what I'm saying is that no matter what happens to you, no matter all of your little pluses that you got and everything else, you still exist as a truth about guns. You still are autonomous and you are self-contained. And a lot of these players out there in the gun industry haven't done that. They have not done that. I mean, I'm self-contained. I have moaned and cried about, I'm not affiliated with nobody. Nobody pays me to be here. Nobody wants, sponsors do, but I mean, I don't have an NRA or a USC. I don't have nothing. But, at the end of the day, that goes from being a weak point to a strength.
Well, yeah. I mean, if half your advertising revenue comes from one source, then you lose that.
Done.
That's a big problem.
And done.
I don't know how big in total Ackerman McQueen is, but if they lose $42 million a year in billing, they got a big problem.
Ackerman McQueen. Now, have you ever been out of Radio Row, like at SHOT Show or anything?
At SHOT Show, yes, I have. It wasn't really Radio Row. It was TV. I was on TV there a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I've seen some.
With NRA TV.
No, I've not been on NRA TV there, but I've seen Cam's operation there.
So, yes. At Ackerman McQueen, or on Radio Row and SHOT Show, it's very interesting to watch because you'll see Mike Gallagher, who is top 10 nationwide. I know Mike. Mike is he's a millionaire many times over every month. Okay, he's just that big. And when you go by Mike Gallagher's operation, he has something that looks like a Star Trek tricorder and a mic and a set of headphones and a Quasar camcorder going into a box, and that is his setup.
That's all you need these days.
That's all. Now you look at NRA TV, which was not there. Cam Edwards was not there this year. But when they were there, there would be a 60-inch monitor where we could see Cam looking at the camera. There would be a 60-inch monitor so Cam could see himself looking at the camera. He would have an entourage that, he'd have a guy to make sure that his mic stayed, germ-free. I mean, he had literally just all kinds of people falling all over themselves. And that's all great if you have an audience. But Mike Gallagher, who has millions of people, hundreds of affiliates.
Yeah.
He's not coming with that stuff.
I've seen Cam set up at the NRA on the NRA floor. It's usually right there in the middle of the main floor. And I've seen it at SHOT Show, too. And yeah, it's a full TV studio. It's a big operation.
See, but you and I could just about mimic that the effect of that for about $20,000. We could just about mimic that. But, I mean, that's the whole thing. I interviewed Ted Nugent in 2016 in Louisville, and I was on his stage, and I got to look backstage at the Ackerman McQueen machine that was there, and it looked like what you see of Houston when there's like a space shuttle or Apollo 11 or something. That's what it looked like.
Mission Control.
They had the backdrop for Ted on stage was a projection screen where they were projecting various backdrops that were just stunning. They were absolutely stunning. And I tried to call Ackerman McQueen, and I was like, hey, listen, I work cheap. I mean, we'll work for anything. because I was just so floored by their production capability. But at the same time, I had not asked the question at that time, who's seeing this besides the people that are here in Louisville today? Because that kind of an operation with that kind of an expenditure has got to, it's got to be generating something in order to stay up and running, or it's got to have somebody that's spending money on it that doesn't care what it generates. And I think NRA woke up and found out that's what they were getting, huh?
Well, that's it. They were trying to justify it, find out what kind of return on investment they were getting. And they just couldn't do that. Here's another quote from the Wall Street Journal article. In a lawsuit filed in Circuit Court in Alexandria, Virginia, the NRA said Ackerman McQueen was obliged to provide access to records underlying its bills. But the middle of 2018, it said NRA's requests for such documents have been met with partial compliance or rebuffed or baldly ignored. This situation cannot continue. This is, again, filed in the lawsuit. And then the article writes, the NRA said in the lawsuit it sought information on how well NRA TV was faring, but claimed Ackerman McQueen refused to provide the NRA with certain requested data in writing, such as unique visitors, that enable the NRA to analyze the return on its investment in NRA TV. This is basic stuff. This is hard. And the only reason you wouldn't provide that is if
you can't prove it.
I mean, unless the numbers obviously don't bear out, and you know, I don't know how much of that $42 million that they pay is, what portion of that is NRA TV, but I'm sure it's a lot.
Yeah. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman, who about 48 minutes ago, he just floored me. Well, about 42 minutes ago, he floored me, and I'm still getting, because this is one of these things that shakes the industry, doesn't it?
Well, it shakes the NRA.
Yeah.
You know, the industry isn't going to, I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. But that has been such a close and tight-knit relationship for just decades. They were joined at the hip. They were inseparable. And not everybody was fans of that. Certainly not everybody outside and not everybody inside the NRA either. But again, the non-fans didn't have enough power to do anything about it until the NRA's finances got to the point where they had to justify their virtually every expense.
Right.
Make sure that they're getting the most bang for their membership dollar. And when that included their biggest vendor, their single biggest expense, then I assume, I don't know what they spend on salaries and benefits, but their single biggest vendor was Ackerman McQueen.
I know what they were paying some of the people, or I've heard what they were paying some of the people, and what I have heard is hearsay and everything. It's not stunningly large amounts of money. Until you sit back and say, but what are they getting out of it? And, you know, like I've heard some members of the NRA TV lineup make as much or as little, whichever way you want to look at it, as $10,000 a month.
Yeah, which, I have no clue what they pay those people.
Yep.
I'm assuming that somebody like Dana Lash is paid very well. I'm sure that somebody like, I'm sure Cam Edwards is probably, compensated very fairly. I'm just speculating here. I don't know what these people are paid, but it's as the person who's paying the bills or the entity that's paying the bills, the NRA has a right to know what it's getting for its money, how many eyeballs and how many ears those people are reaching. And I don't think there was much of an incentive to do that in the past. Now there is. And apparently since the middle of 2018, they've been trying to do that. And the frustration level with trying to get that information out of Ackerman McQueen rose to such a level that they actually had to file suit against them, which, again, it's just mind-boggling that that relationship deteriorated to that state of being.
So let me ask you a question. When they hired Dana Lash, for example, which Dana Lash has a very sizable talk radio show. She's part of, or was part of, The Blaze, which is sort of the group of Glenn Beck.
Right.
Which I don't know how big Glenn Beck is. I do. I think he's number 3 or 4 nationwide, which just on talk radio alone, that's massive. So, but I don't know.
Big.
Yeah, I don't know to what degree that means that he has, what that means for anybody that comes in under The Blaze. Do they benefit from his gigantic audience? Do they just migrate over to these other shows, or how that works? But when they hired her, my first question was why? What did you think of it when they hired her?
When the NRA hired her?
When Ackerman McQueen hired Dana Lash.
Well, I think it's because, I've been listening to her career for a long time. She started out as a local radio talk show person in St. Louis, where I used to live, before she was syndicated, before she grew into anything. But she is a very articulate, very forceful advocate for the Second Amendment. And she's very good at what she does, and I think she represents the NRA well. She drives the other side insane. Some people think that's a negative, and some people think that's a positive. You know, she's written books on the Second Amendment, and I think she's a genuine, authentic defender of Americans' right to keep and bear arms. And again, I don't know how much they're paying her, but I think having her as a representative for the NRA, I think, is a good thing. I think she's more telegenic, and I think she's a better spokesperson for the organization and the right to keep and bear arms, I think, frankly, than Wayne is. You know, Wayne is getting up there, and he may have done a better job in the past, but I think she, you know, given the need to reach a younger audience, I think that was probably a good move. Now, again, I don't know what they pay her for her services, and what that's worth. I don't know how you evaluate that. But I think that was actually a good move, all things being equal.
Well, I could see where they wanted to get name recognition, right? They were looking for branding to hit the ground running, right? But how many people do you know, and you probably know a bunch of them, that are so articulate and so well versed on the Second Amendment, and they actually can be quite. I've always thought a good Second Amendment advocate, when they're dueling with an anti-gunner, needs to be sort of crispy cold, you know, just messing with them in a way, and toying with them, versus getting into these pitched battles with them and all this other stuff. So,
yeah, you have to have a command of the facts, and you have to present yourself well, and you have to be the kind of person who can sit up there in that Parkland dog and pony show and handle yourself, not lose your cool, not do something stupid. And she did that, even though she was abused.
She did do a good job in that. She did a good. She did a good job in that one. But at the same time, you know, she knew what she was walking into with that one. Some of the stuff that she did, I wouldn't do, and I would have gone further than she did, just so everybody understood where I was coming from. But that's the beauty of me not being beholden to anybody, right? So, anyway. That's interesting. Well, gosh, won't you and I in a couple of weekends won't that be fun in the press room? I'll be coming to check you out just to see what's going on in there. I might just sit back and set up a camera. Just don't worry about me, Dan. I'm just watching.
That's going to cast a pall is the right term, but going into the NRA show, that's a big deal, because Ackerman McQueen run, I know they run the press operation there.
Yep. It has been quite a symbiotic thing as far as what NRA has depended on ACMAC for up to this point. So we'll see. This will be truly interesting, this in Indianapolis. And Dan will be there. And, I mean, I'll be there. And we'll be here one more time before we take off for Indianapolis. But I presume you will be, yeah?
I will be with you again next Monday.
There you go. So then well, we'll just go up there and just tear a few things apart and see what. See what's what. You could have knocked me over. I mean, I was sending a text to the guy that I know in the NRA board, and I was like, "Did you know that they got sued?" He said, "Yeah, they have them Friday." I was like, "Well, why didn't you tell me when we were talking today?" He said, "I thought that's what you were talking about." I've just had a lot of vitriol over, some of this stuff that happens, because I know that there's other players out there that do the work, that do the legwork that goes along with it, and they're not just trying to, pull the wool over somebody's eyes, which I think Ackerman McQueen was doing that for a while. So, and I don't think anybody at NRA TV that's actually one of the faces or anything, I don't think they had anything to do with it. This is a management thing.
I don't think that had anything to do with it at all. I mean, employees. So. Producing content.
There you go. So, anyway, truthaboutguns.com. That is where Dan is on a daily basis, churning out the stuff, 10 to 16 articles a day. Good stuff, too. Like, ACMAC got sued by NRA, which I don't look at your site when you're coming on board just so you can make me surprise me. Well, you took that to a new level today, sir. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.